Do you, would you burn other things besides oil?
I don't know that you would.
There's another, I think it's smellier. It doesn't burn as clean as oil.
Well, now, they used to talk about gas lamps, but I don't know what that, and you had a wick on it, but that one, I guess, is when you put coal oil in a lamp. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's mm-hmm. where that came from.
Okay.
I've seen them. I've never used one.
Mm-hmm. Now, a bed made up on the floor is called?
Pallet. We used to call them a pallet. Mm-hmm. Now the kids will curse as bedroll.
Mm.
But in my days, I remember they'd say, put the quilt down and make a pallet on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
P-A-L-L-E-T-T, I guess, pallet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the word I remember having you heard.
Okay. And what is a heavy bed cover?
Counterpane. A heavy bed cover would be a counterpane or a bedspread now.
Uh-huh.
We used to call them a counterpane. But bedspread probably is more modern.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan.
That name sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't...
It's a name for a range blanket or heavy bed cover, and I think it comes from Colorado.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The name sounds vaguely familiar, but I've never had the occasion to use that one.
Uh-huh. It's probably for really cold places.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you put on a pillow? What do you cover it with?
A pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Pillowcase.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, too, when you talked about the quilt, a pallet. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
You used the word pallet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, but a pillowcase, I'll put on a pillow.
Uh-huh.
Pillow cover, pillowcase is what I call it.
Did you ever hear it called a pillow slip?
Yes, I've heard a pillow slip used a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Sure have. Yeah.
Now, if the light goes out, you have to replace what?
The globe.
Mm-hmm.
You replace the electric globe.
And you watch programs on?
Well, TV.
Mm-hmm.
On your television.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yes.
And you protect your clothes when you cook using what?
Apron. You
mm-hmm.
put an apron on.
Are there other words for apron that you know?
I can't think of anything. A lot of times people used to say they put a cup towel around them instead of a dish towel, a cup towel. But an apron, of course, is where you tie it behind you and put it around. I can't think of any other word.
Okay. Now, if it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
coat or sweater or
mm-hmm.
wrap. We used to call it a wrap, W-R-A-P, a wrap.
Yeah.
But you more or less would probably put a shawl or a sweater
mm-hmm.
or a coat.
Mm-hmm. And a cloth that you use to blow your nose is a...
tissue?
Where in the old days, they actually had a cloth that...
handkerchief? Or
mm-hmm. Would you call it a handkerchief?
I think you would.
Okay.
I would think so. As long before Kleenex was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A hanky or handkerchief or nose cloth. No one ever heard use it.
Nose cloth?
My grandmother used to say, laugh about a lady over in East Texas, to say, I need to go get my, nose cloth. I think that's what she said. And we used to laugh about it. We never heard anyone else use it before
that.
Or after.
That's great. I never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different kind of cloth that you use to wipe the sweat off your brow, or you might tie it around your head. What do you call that?
Bandana?
Mm-hmm.
Bandana, or head bandana is what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And clothes that you use to work out in the garden are called?
Well, let's see, what would you, garden clothes or, can't think of a word right off hand.
Oh, that's the garden clothes.
Garden
works.
Clothes or my garden clothes. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I'm going to put on. Sometime, you put on your older clothes or.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Yard clothes, my yard clothes, my garden clothes. Perhaps is what I would use, and have I guess in times gone by.
How about shoes? The shoes that you use to work in the garden. What do you call those?
Well, sometimes sandals, sometimes your just older shoes,
mm-hmm.
work
mm-hmm.
shoes, old garden shoes. I've heard different things applied to that.
Okay. And clothes that you put away until the cold months?